From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Wednesday he holds the military leadership in Myanmar responsible for the current refugee crisis that is affecting the country's Rohingya Muslim population.
We really hold the military leadership accountable for what's happening with the Rohingya area. What's most important to us is that the world can't just stand idly by and be witness to the atrocities that are being reported in the area.
More than 500,000 Rohingya have crossed the border into neighboring Bangladesh in recent weeks, fleeing a crackdown on their minority community by the Burmese military. That began after Rohingya militants launched deadly attacks on state security forces. The crackdown has resulted in widespread atrocities and has prompted intense international condemnation, although officials in Myanmar still continue to deny that the crisis even exists. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets of Mogadishu and other major Somali cities on Wednesday, condemning those behind the massive explosion that killed nearly 300 people and wounded more than 400 others. The Mogadishu protest came in response to a call from the city's mayor for a massive rally to pray for those killed and injured in Saturday's truck bombing. The government is blaming it on the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab. The demonstrators later gathered at the city's soccer stadium, where the president and other leaders joined them. They urged Somalis to take up arms for what they call a tough fight with Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. Israel says it will not talk with a Palestinian government that includes the militant group Hamas unless a number of demands are met. In a statement, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spelled out some of the conditions. They include Hamas disarming, repudiating violence, and recognizing Israel. The United Nations Secretary General said Wednesday that the Central African Republic is at a critical moment and everything must be done to ease growing communal tensions and preserve gains to keep the fragile nation on the right path. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Bashir reports.
Antonio Guterres will travel to the Central African Republic next week to meet with the country's leaders and visit the nearly 12,000-member UN peacekeeping mission. The country has been struggling with sometimes deadly intercommunal tensions for the past 5 years between two armed groups, the mostly Muslim Seleka and largely Christian Anti-Balaka. Another serious outbreak of violence between the two groups erupted in May, and Guterres warned that the situation remains very troubling.
Across the country, communal tensions are growing, violence is spreading, and the humanitarian situation is deteriorating.
The numbers of people in need of humanitarian aid is surging, with almost 600,000 internally displaced and more than 500,000 driven to seek refuge in neighboring countries. The violence has been deadly for peacekeepers and aid workers as well as civilians. Guterres said he has asked the Security Council for an increase in peacekeepers to calm the situation. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
A member of Kenya's Election Commission has resigned just a week before the presidential revote, increasing the political turmoil in the East African nation. Roslyn Akombe issued a statement from New York Wednesday saying the planned October 26th revote cannot meet the basic expectations of a credible election. She told BBC Radio she fled Kenya after receiving numerous threats to her life. And United Nations judges will announce a verdict next week in the trial of the former Bosnian Serb army leader Ratko Mladic. He is accused of war crimes stemming from the conflict in the Balkans during the 1990s. He's the last soldier to face war crimes charges in the court, which was set up to deal with a fallout from the Bosnian War that raged from 1992 through 1995. Mladic has been called the butcher of the Balkans. He's been charged with 11 counts of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.